Fiat. November 25, 1934. To live in the divine will is like the living between Father and Son. The acts of the creature are visits to the celestial Father. Divine abyss, in which one who lives in the divine will is placed. I'm always back into the celestial inheritance of the divine fiat. In each act I do, it seems to me that I return into the arms of my celestial Father. But to do what? To receive a gaze, a kiss, a caress, a little word of love, one more knowledge of His Supreme Being, so as to be able to love Him more, and not only to receive, but also to give Him the requital of His paternal tendernesses. In the divine volition, nothing else is done other than God carrying out His paternity with a love tender and unspeakable, as though He were waiting for the creature in order to rock her in His arms, to say to her, "Know that I am your father, and you are my daughter. Oh, how I love the crown of my children around me. With them around me, I feel happier. I feel I am father. And there is no greater contentment than possessing a numerous offspring that shows their love and sonship toward their father." And by entering into the divine volition, the creature does nothing other than act as the daughter of her father. On the other hand, outside of the divine will, the rights of paternity and of sonship cease. But while my mind was wandering amid the crowd of so many thoughts about the divine fiat, the celestial sovereign, Jesus, my dear life, surprising me with a love more than paternal, in act of taking me into His arms, He told me, "Daughter of mine, my daughter, if you knew my yearnings, my longing, and how I wait and wait again to see you return into my will, you would be more attentive to come back to it more often. My love reaches the point of rendering me restless when I don't see you leap into my arms, that I may give you my love, my paternal tendernesses, and receive yours. But do you know when it is that you leap into my arms? When, seeing yourself as so very little, you want to love me, and you don't know how to love me. You tell me an I love you, and your I love you forms the leap in order for you to fling yourself into my arms. And since you see that your I love you is small, brave, you take my love, and you tell me an I love you so very big. And I enjoy that my daughter loves me with my love. And I greatly delight in exchanging my acts with those of the creature. After all, in my will it is not to strangers that I give, such that I would have to use one weight and one measure. But I give to my own children. Therefore, I let them take whatever they want. So, each time you remember to let your acts flow in my will, be it your prayer, your pains, your I love you, your work, those are little visits that you make to your father, for you to ask for something, and for him to say to you, "Tell me, what would you like?" And be sure that you will always obtain more gifts and favors. Jesus became silent, and I felt the extreme need to rest in his arms, to be restored from the so many privations of him. But to my surprise, I saw sweet Jesus with a brush in his hands, painting in my soul with such admirable mastery, vividly, the acts of the divine will done in creation and redemption. And then, resuming his speech, he added, "My will encloses everything, inside and outside of itself. And wherever it reigns, it knows not how to be, nor can it be, without the life of its acts. Indeed, its acts can be called the arms, the step, the word of my will. Therefore, for my will to be present in the creature without its works, it would be like a broken life, which cannot be. This is why I do nothing other than portray, by brush strokes, its works, so that there where life is, its works may be centralized. See then, in what a divine abyss lies the creature who possesses my will. Inside of her, she feels its life, together with all of its works, centralized within her littleness, as much as it is possible for a creature. Outside of herself, she feels its endlessness, whose boundaries cannot be seen. And because of the communicative force it possesses, she feels as though under a pouring rain that pours onto her its works, its love, the multiplicity of its divine goods. My divine will encloses everything and wants to give everything to the creature. It wants to be able to say, nothing have I denied, everything I have given to one who lives in my will.